إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah said that you cannot reach a stage of piety, a stage of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a stage of birr, until you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you love the most. The most beautiful manifestation or demonstration of the meaning of this ayah is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, where we look at the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked and accepted, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it and made it as a permanent reminder for all mankind until the last day, of the meaning of what does it mean to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you love the most. And that is why, as far as the udhiya is concerned, the qurbani is concerned, there is no substitute for it. For example, you can't give money equal to the price of a sheep. You can't do something else to that money. You actually have to sacrifice an animal, because that is the whole spirit of the sacrifice. So therefore, it's not, you can't substitute that for something else. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in the Quran in such detail. In Surah As-Saffat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَا قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَزْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and when his son was old enough to walk with him, now, when he said old enough to walk with him, you are not looking at a teenager, you are not looking at somebody in their 20s or 30s, you are looking at a small boy, old enough to walk with him. He's not 2 or 3 years old, but he's also a small boy, he's not a full-grown adult, may not even be somebody who reached puberty. So Allah said that, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَا قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ, he said, O my son, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He said, when his son was old enough to walk with him, he said to him, O my son, I have seen in a dream that I am slaughtering you, which is offering you as a sacrifice to Allah. So look, look where? Inside yourself. مَاذَا تَرَى? What do you see? Now think about this. This is a conversation between a little boy and his father. His father is in his late 80s, 90s, Allah knows best. And this little boy effectively was raised by his mother alone. So he's not the, he just knows the father because he saw the father. Mother said, this is the father. The father was not part of the raising of this little boy up to that point of time. The mother raised him as a single parent, father was not there. And then father comes, and this is the conversation between the boy and the father. So the thing to understand first of all is that what is this kind of raising of children where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasized and is taught to them so well that when the question like this comes, the father can actually have a straight one-to-one adult responsible conversation. This doesn't sound like a conversation between a little boy and the father. No, it sounds like two great scholars discussing something. What do you see in your heart? How do you ask a little child, what do you see in your heart? But unless that little child is not just a little child, the child has been spiritually developed at a point where this conversation is actually possible. So Ibrahim alayhi salam saying, Fanzur madha tara, look inside you, what do you see? And what is the answer he gets? He says, Qala ya abati, if'al ma'tumaru, satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin. He says, oh my father, do what you have been commanded to do. And insha'Allah, you will find me among the sabirin. You will find me among people who are patient. Now, if you look at Ajib, anytime I think about this conversation, I think, subhanAllah, what examples Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us to understand the whole meaning of what is the meaning of Islam. Today we cannot sacrifice a little bit of sleep to go and pray two rakat of salah in the masjid. Forget about sacrificing life and whatnot. So here, the message that is being given is that you cannot reach closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless you are willing to spend in the path of Allah that which you love the most. So the issue is not how much you are going to spend. Issue is what do you love the most? Are you willing to give that? Now in the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, just think about it. Sometimes I think, you know, what is more difficult? To give your own life or to give the life of your child? And that also by your own hand. You know, I mean, I don't know parents, I don't know if there is a parent who will consciously be willing to do that. We know lots of parents who will gladly give their own life for the sake of their child, if that was possible. But the opposite, taking the life of the child by your own hand, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said later on in this surah, if you read the whole story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this was a very difficult test which you passed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he said that this was a very difficult test that you and your son passed. So the point is that here is a situation where that which you love the most is being asked. And both the father and the son are in a state of complete rida bil qada. They are complete rida with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, the father is ready, the son is also ready. And the son is saying, inshallah, I will have sabr. Of course, he does not know, because he does not have a previous experience of this, obviously. How would he have a previous experience? So he says, inshallah, you will find me among the sabirin. Do what you have been told to do. Do not hesitate. I am with you. I am in agreement with you. So that is why this sacrifice of Eidul Adha is such a tremendous sacrifice. It's not just about, you know, for us to go and buy one sheep and slaughter it. It's about reflecting and thinking about the meaning of this. So therefore you say, what is it in my life which I love the most, which I am willing to sacrifice or willing to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is it that I love the most? Is it my wealth? Is it my time? Is it my energy? Is it my influence? What is it that is needed for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Spend in the path of Allah means this. Spending for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs, which I have, which I will give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure? So what is it that I need to do in this path? And that's what we need to reflect on for this whole issue of sacrifice. This is the meaning of it. To say that we are spending this because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. You are not spending this because we don't like this thing. You are not giving it because it is easy to give. You are not giving it because it is surplus. You are giving it even though it is tough, even though you love it, but you are giving it because you love Allah more. Not because you love this less, but because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. And for us, the sacrifice, of course, exemplifies this. So we remind ourselves. But this is not restricted only to that one day of Eidul Adha. This is something which expands and covers our entire life. If you take the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, this spirit of sacrifice is there in their whole life. It's not only on that particular day, whatever happened. The spirit of sacrifice, the spirit of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how they lived their lives. And that is why we also see the reward of that. And the reward of that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them, honored all of them, and caused their memory to be remembered and to be honored until the last day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this something which is a rukun of the Hajj, so that everyone, all the prophets, including Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all performed this ritual in memory of what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. So this is the beauty and the benefit of the sacrifice. I remind myself and you, let us think about that, reflect on this, and let us try to live our lives in a way which is thoughtful, which is reflective, and which where we implement that which we have been taught in our religion. We don't just talk about it, but we also implement it, so that the barakah of this comes into our lives, inshallah. We ask Allah to be pleased and to accept our sacrifice and to make it easy for us, and to give the barakah of this for us and our families and for all the Muslims. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.